Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
We have no market updates for you today, as the markets were shut on the occasion of Bakrid on Monday. Are you looking for a new property? You might be soon buying from insurance giant LIC. Anirudh Lashkar reports that the Life Insurance Corporation of India is looking to sell some plots and commercial buildings. LIC is India's third largest landlord and hopes to net at least $6 billion from these transactions. It has properties in marquee areas such as Delhi's Connaught Place and Kolkata's Chittaranjan Avenue. Since these have been with LIC for decades, a sale valuation of the properties will need to be carried out. Anirudh writes that ascertaining the value of these properties seems to be the biggest hurdle for LIC. Additionally, some of these properties are part of litigations against LIC, complicating the sale process. Last week, financial services company 361 announced its acquisition of ET Money, a direct investment platform. Neil Borat writes that it's a puzzling transaction. Just FYI, 361 was earlier known as IIFL Wealth. But now that ET Money, a mutual fund investment platform, will come under the ownership of a mutual fund, the operations get murky. ET Money might be incentivized to sell the products of its parent company, but the market's regulator SEBI prevents such cross-selling or preferential treatment. ET Money also has a paid feature named Genius, an advisory service used by more than 75,000 people. How will this new acquisition play out under SEBI's new regulations? ET Money's founders have maintained that no such conflict will occur. Neil writes, when the pandemic set in, most industries came to a standstill and took a while to get back on track. But the logistics sector wasn't one of them. In fact, with everyone stuck at home, more deliveries took place, propelling logistics to another level. Mahindra Logistics, a third-party logistics provider, was a beneficiary of the boom. The company now rakes in an annual revenue of more than 5,000 crore rupees. By FY26, it wants to double that figure. Madhurima Nandi writes that Mahindra's logistics arm is expanding at a dizzying pace to accomplish that. But it has also started a worrying trend. Mahindra Logistics has recorded a net loss for the first time since it listed on the markets in 2017. E-commerce giants like Amazon, Flipkart, and Meesho have beefed up their own logistical arms. How will Mahindra Logistics achieve its targets while maintaining profitability? Madhurima explores the possible answers. Ever since Jet Airways and GoFirst shut down, flight ticket prices have skyrocketed. But the new civil aviation minister has vowed to control these prices. Is this even possible? Anu Sharma explains that the Indian aviation market is quite seasonal. Fares aren't established or regulated by the central government. But the aviation regulator has a unit that monitors airfares on certain routes to not charge beyond a certain range of prices. The government already had regulated an upper and lower limit on airfares during COVID. Anu writes that it might resort to the same measures if prices get out of control during the current peak summer season when leisure travel is at its highest. The genesis of quick commerce in India was rapid. First, there was Zepto. Swiggy's Instamart followed suit. Grofers turned into Blinkit after Zomato acquired it. Dunzo was forced to adapt. Others such as Big Basket also sped up their processes. But a couple of years later, we have a new entrant. Flipkart is ready to roll out its quick commerce arm, reports Sunira Tandon. Flipkart's quick commerce venture would be available in select metro cities in the next few weeks. The company will offer home appliances in addition to groceries. Will Flipkart be able to catch up to its established rivals? To find out, you might want to be ready to download yet another app. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.